Welcome to TSOH Weekly. My name is Alex Morris of the TSOH Investment Research Service. With me, as always, Francisco Oliveira of Aravivo Capital Management. The topic for this week is, I guess you could say Netflix. The company reported earnings on Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon. I forget now, Tuesday afternoon. Very strong results. I wrote about them over at TSOH. If you want to read that over there, you can. But the other big news of the week came on Tuesday morning when the company announced that they had signed a 10-year deal with the WWE for Raw rights, which is, I believe they call it the marquee property. They have rights distribution now in a couple of international markets, with more to be added over time as current deals come up. They also have access to the premium live events that the WWE offers in international markets like WrestleMania, and then they'll also have the Raw rights in the US. So a pretty significant development. In terms of what it means for the company's sports strategy, I think we'll probably get into that today. But Francisco, what are your thoughts on the big WWE announcement?
Yeah, it's so I'll take it first from the perspective of WWE, and then we can go, as you said, on Netflix. If we rewind the clock a couple months, they have two weekly properties, SmackDown and Raw, and they renewed. Actually, they reached us our deal with SmackDown that was used to be on Fox, and now it's going to USA Network. And at the time, there was a lot of, it was a lukewarm response. The stock price tanked. It was taken also as a narrative that the sports market and TV market's cooling because they got a renewal around 1.4 times average annual value. So the payment that WWE receives every year. So it was positioned as like, whoa, the SmackDown didn't get this great renewal. And Fox didn't want it anymore. And they have Raw, and who's going to take Raw? And now, coming to today, when we see Raw being renewed, the average annual value is above 500 million a year. In the prior domestic Raw deal was around 260, 65 million a year. And people are like, whoa, it's almost a double. It's incredible. It's Netflix. When you start to peel the onion a little bit, as you mentioned, there's an international component, there's a premium live events component. So said earlier, the SmackDown, Raw that are weekly, but then they have these like monthly events that are bigger, like Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, that are another package. And that's also included internationally. Everything that's in their WWE Network, their direct to consumer service internationally, which includes original programs, documentaries, that's all internationally. So it's almost every market outside the US, not quite every market, all the rights. And then domestically, it's Raw. And when you start to look at, there's not perfect data, but when you start to look at all the components, it wasn't a huge renewal either. I think the reason why people are excited is that Netflix could potentially help grow the WWE audience significantly outside the US, but even in the US, because Greg Peters was interviewed, co-CEO of Netflix by Ben Thompson, and also Nick Khan, the head of WWE, was interviewed by Bloomberg. And they both said that they might focus on also adding like shoulder programming, like Drive to Survive type of documentaries around WWE. And there's many ways that they can work together. So I think from the perspective of WWE, this was an investment in the sport, by taking not the most money up front, but also taking the biggest, streaming distributor globally to help you grow the sport. And I think it's going to be pretty positive for them long term. And then we still have the premium live events rights domestically. Those are on Peacock currently. They have like, 2 years left, more or less. And if Netflix is able to grow the sport, well, sports entertainment and the product significantly, those rights also become more valuable. And Netflix, to your point, they get a long-term deal with a lot of flexibility. They can opt out after 5 years. They can extend an additional 10 years, which kind of mind-blowing to think that Netflix could potentially have these rights for 20 years. Overall, I think it's a very interesting deal for both sides. What do you think from the Netflix perspective? How do you see this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way you tied it up right there is spot on. I think they obviously have a ton of flexibility here in terms of deal structure, and I think the price tag, when you get close to something to an apples to apples comparison, is probably pretty compelling in terms of what you'd see for comparable deals in terms of the step up. At the same time, I think this is a very, very smart deal from TKO, and honestly, it makes me more confident on the company, on their management team, on their strategic decision making and their long term thinking. I think it's a very, very smart deal, and I think they have a property that you is uniquely positioned to be a bit of a guinea pig for Netflix as they continue to move further into live events. In terms of Netflix's perspective, I think the part that I find most interesting, and I wrote about this a bit, there was a small detail reported by Alex Sherman that they do not plan on including traditional advertising during, what you would consider like normal, TV breaks for the feed for the SVOD, the non-ad tier subscribers, which I think that's an interesting decision to make. It reminds me a lot of conversations you and I had years ago in terms of Spotify's move into podcasts and how they would deal with advertising for that component of the business versus the music side of the house. So I think that's an interesting early decision. I'm quite confident that's also not set in stone. So we'll see how that moves over time. But I think Sarandos's quote from the conference call, where he said, "I wouldn't look at this as a signal of any change to our sports strategy," and he made the distinction of WWE as sports entertainment versus, just traditional sports. I think that's a very important comment, and I think it really speaks to how they're thinking about this property and also their future strategy. The other huge thing I'd call out is the value add that they bring to the WWE versus, there's other sports that are, particularly in the United States, that are very well distributed and very well monetized. And I think Netflix very smartly is thinking, how do we bring value to the supplier as we have these discussions? And if the extent that we don't particularly do that, why don't we go play somewhere else we add more value to the equation? So I just think it's a very smart decision by them to start with this property and probably to move pretty slowly going forward, but we'll see.
Yeah, it checks a lot of boxes, right? Because even though that, to your point, the ad-free tiers will not have ads, and I'm sure they'll see some like presented by T-Mobile type of thing, like they did in the Netflix Cup live stream. It provides a couple of things. It's 3 hours a week for just Raw, and we know they have more rights internationally. That you're streaming live, right? So check. It's a new kind of muscle that they've been building. The other thing is that there's a lot of consumption of WWE that happens on demand. And so there's a Raw episode on Monday night. There's a good portion that consume it maybe Tuesday, right? And it's scripted entertainment at the end of the day, even though it's live performance. So people tend to catch up with this, and you can also see YouTube highlights being very, very high. So I think it also checks another box where, particularly if you go internationally, a 8 p.m. Eastern type of start time for Monday Night Raw, there's some markets that will, consume that on demand when they wake up or later in the evening. So that checks another box. The other part is that WWE is pretty big in merchandising, and there's potential. That's a big area of interest for Netflix, and there's potential tie-ins that they can work together. You can imagine, maybe the Netflix logo in an action figure or T-shirt or a belt, right? You can have the Netflix belt for Raw. I mean, I'm just throwing out ideas. There's a lot of ways that it can work together. Also, gaming. WWE has a presence. They have the WWE 2K game, but also several mobile games, and a lot of copycat games when you go on the Apple App Store. I don't know, how kosher that is, but you can see a situation where Netflix, look, they just licensed the Grand Theft Auto mobile games. Like, they could potentially tie WWE. So it checks a lot of things that they do. Stardom, right? The Rock just joined the board of TKO. He had an IP agreement that he got the copyright back to The Rock, but basically He got paid in a way that he's probably going to work with WWE for some time. The Rock happens to star in Netflix's biggest original movie of all time. I'm sure they're very, Netflix would be very keen on him appearing several times on Raw and maybe cross promote with other movies. And also, as I mentioned earlier, like shoulder programming. So it just ties to everything that they do versus what you said, like an NBA game, the game happens and it's over, right? And it's very, very valuable, but it doesn't tie to all these things that Netflix is playing well in.
The final thing I'd add, because I think we're coming up on time, is, well, one, if you, now that you said that, it struck a chord with me in terms of the gaming comments on the Q4 call and thinking about how that potentially ties in, or almost certainly will tie in at some point down the road. I think there's a very clear fit there. And I think the other thing about Netflix that is different from these other platforms, which is a problem as you think about sports entertainment or sports, whatever, however we're going to bucket this, is, the when you pull a Peacock or some of these other services, the ability to do really, really well at the recommendation engine part of this equation versus just the global scale part of the equation is something in my mind that Netflix shines at in a way that the other services do not. Part of that is just the volume of what they can show in terms of refreshing what's on the screen. But I think you're going to see that Netflix is very, very good at this, as they have been in other categories, and it's going to have a very significant impact on the fan base and the amount of engagement with the properties, which is going to turn the flywheel. So again, I think very smart deal for both sides, but I really commend TKO management for making this decision. But I'm sure we'll be talking about this more over time.